a time-tested, proven plan that works here. Right, meet the girl that changes stay-at-home moms into real estate investors and then turns real estate investors into real estate tycoons because she's got the formula, folks, that works. She knows how to pick the city, the property, the deal. She knows what she's doing. She's got the confidence to do it. So here I am here with real estate investor Jai Koch. Jai, welcome to the Money Man Report.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Yeah, we had such a great response. You were on last week. We said we have to have Jai back. So here we are. Jai, there's tens of thousands of stay-at-home moms listening to us here right now, and they may very well be in that exact same position that you were years ago. And let's go through those steps, both the mental steps and the physical steps that you took to get where you are today. As you know, here you are doing these deals, accumulating $1 million worth of property and simply creating a steady income for yourself.
Yeah, so I was a stay-at-home mom, as you know, and it wasn't an easy decision to leave the workforce. I knew that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and have that control and the ability to raise my kids myself. And so my husband and I, you know, made that decision prior to even getting pregnant. So I'm a planner. And
good. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. So that's probably part of, you know, the success, is because I do a lot of planning and preparation before I get into a deal. So there's a lot of women that I know just like myself who were lawyers, they're doctors, and they leave their careers because they want to care for the children, but they don't want to stop earning.
Well, unfortunately, we have to stop for a short break here, Jai, but we're going to have more of Jai Koch, real estate investor, right after this. Don't touch the dial.
The Biz, where money talks.
Here's how to get a steady flow of customers without spending a fortune. Everybody is trying to use social media, and all I hear are complaints. Too crowded, too expensive, just not working like it used to. Networking groups are great, but the good ones have been filled up for years. Plus, they meet every week, are run by drill sergeants, and you couldn't join if you wanted to because the seat for your profession is already filled. I'm John Crocker for the Money Man Report. The fastest growing, most effective, and sought after networking group in South Florida, Primetime Business Network, has a new group with openings in your profession. Real estate, insurance, construction, lawyers, accountants, those spaces are always filled, but our brand new Weston chapter has openings in your profession right now. Folks, when the seats are gone, they're gone. Go to www.themoneyman.com right now to apply. That's themoneyman.com.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're tuned in to the Money Man Report with your host, TV and radio Money Man, Dan Frischberg. For more information about everything we're talking about, go to themoneyman.com right now. That's themoneyman.com.
Thanks for staying with us. Welcome back to the Money Man Report. Here we are in South Florida's business station, 880 The Biz, and we are worldwide on that 880 The Biz app. I'm John Crocker, and the way to have more is simply to be more. And that's why we have Jai Koch, real estate investor, here in the studio with us today. And we, Jai, we just got started talking about the process of you started out as a stay-at-home mom and very noble. It's, you know, there might be nothing more important than raising children, to raise them how you want them to be and be the greatest people that they can be. But you, there was an ember inside you. Some time went by and you wanted some more. Take us through that process of how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, so it's like you said, it's extremely fulfilling, but there's still that unfulfilled desire inside, a drive, you know, to do more, to be more. It's a lot of pressure on us when you're a stay-at-home mom. You know, sometimes, you know, people think all you do is go to Starbucks and do yoga, and you really don't realize how much work is involved. But it's that need to feel like, you know, you're contributing and you're doing more than, you know, what people think you are. So, and there's also that issue of, you know, kids grow up. So what do you do when the kids are in college? I mean, it does happen a lot quicker than you think. It's, you know, not just a cliche. So that was also a factor for me doing this. As my kids grew older, I said, well, my husband said, what are you going to do when they're in college?
Growing older is inevitable. Growing up is a choice.
Exactly. That's for a different show. But yeah, so I said, you know, well, I am good at this, because I had already started in investing at that point by the time I decided to actually get my license. Because I was doing this, you know, as soon as my daughter was born, and she's now 16.
So was your first thought... I want to do investment real estate?
Yes. So the first thought was...
And then where did you take yourself from there?
Out. So the first thought was, how can I do this to benefit, you know, my family
right.
and myself?
And what steps can the listener at home take to follow in your footsteps?
So what you need to do is you need to just research... I mean, what's what I did? I researched where I wanted to invest. I mean, that you already have to know that that's what you want to do. I mean, it's something, like I said, you don't need experience. I didn't have any experience. You don't need any particular skill. You just have to, you know, go in and analyze, you know, what, you know, property, for example, the neighborhood. Like I said, my first property that I bought was in Wynwood. But there was some planning that went into that, even though it wasn't quite, you know, anywhere near what it is.
So why did you buy the property in Wynwood as opposed to another city, another town, another area?
So because I was reading the newspapers and following the news, and you have to really see where the developers are going. So
where the big boys are spending their money, huh?
Exactly. So if you see that there's projects that are being talked about, even though they haven't been approved yet, you know that that's an area that's of interest to developers, and then that's a good place to spend your money.
More with real estate investor Jai Kosh right after this. This is the Money Minute Report. Do not touch that dial, because there's nothing on IOD.
The Biz, where money talks.
Hello, I'm attorney Kenny Lay of Florida's largest family law firm, Kenny Lay & Associates. We specialize in family law for men only. It's important for men facing a divorce to protect meaningful financial assets, especially with today's investment market in full focus. For questions concerning any aspect of family law, child custody, or for 15 tips preparing you in advance for divorce, visit our website at divorcemenonly.com. That's divorcemenonly.com. Kenny Lay & Associates, men only, family law only. Offices, Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.
Would you like to learn how to day trade real estate, buy HUD homes for pennies on the dollar, or create double-digit passive returns without rehabs or tenants? National real estate investor, mentor, and best-selling author Larry Goins will be giving away a free investor's kit to the first 25 callers. This includes a copy of his best-selling books, HUD Homes Half Off, and Getting Started in Real Estate Day Trading. To get yours, call toll-free 877-LARRY-GO. That's 877-LARRY-GO. 877-LARRY-GO. Call now.
Hey, Dan Frischberg here. For 25 years, I've personally been driving great cars, and nobody minds that I paid 30 to 50% less. I get the same factory warranty and invest an extra $30,000 in whatever I want. Everybody drives the best car they can afford, and superficial as it is, people judge your success by your car. If you got a gorgeous new Mercedes convertible for the price of a Buick, that's news, because that car is equally beautiful and impressive whether you paid $50,000 or $30,000. Auto Auction Advisors gets you the exact car you want for thousands less. Completely inspected, great financing, and no risk, because you always get a 14-day test drive. Give it back for any reason at all or no reason. Total refund with no baloney. Call 954-371-6920 or read about it at autoauctionadvisors.com. 954-371-6920.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're tuned in to the Money Man Report with your host, TV and radio money man, Dan Frischberg. For more information about everything we're talking about, go to themoneyman.com right now. That's themoneyman.com.
Welcome back to the Money Man Report. Thanks for staying with us. I'm John Crocker, and I'm here with our
real estate advisor.
Yeah, gosh, my tongue is all tied up here. Yeah, our real estate advisor here. So just like a lot of people don't know the correct process of picking out the right investment in the stock market world, a lot of people don't know how to go through that process of picking the right investment in the real estate world. For the people listening at home that are interested in this and want to do this but might not understand that process that you have perfected, can you share with us your process?
Yeah, I get that it can be daunting if you've never really done it or thought about it. So some of the things that I use to decide on where I'm going to invest is population growth. Obviously, the more people you have moving to an area, the more opportunities that you're going to have, you know, for your rentals if you're talking about, you know, rental properties. So I look for cities that are experiencing a lot of growth. We don't have a shortage of that here in Miami, but I'm also in Nashville. You know, I have several properties in Nashville, and Orlando is a huge, you know, market as well with growth. So that's the first step. I look for population, you know, growth trends. Then I look for the sectors, you know, of business that are there to support the population. And then, like I mentioned,
so as like if other big companies are in the area and employing people, that would bring them in there, or?
Yeah, exactly. And also the infrastructure to support the people who are living here. They need jobs, right? So that's what you're looking for. You have population growth, but you also need a healthy, you know, sector of, you know, source of income for these people. So, and then the other thing that I look for is sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
No, yeah, I did it too.
But it's important to look, like I said, for the development in an area. So if you can follow business journals, you know, and these, you know, you can see these articles for free a lot of times, but look for big development projects or large, you know, land sales, because something is typically going to go there. So going back to the Wynwood, at the time, there was absolutely nothing there. Midtown wasn't there. There was talk of building a Home Depot, actually, where the Midtown site, you know, is now. It's actually a Home Depot at the time when I made the purchase. But just knowing how close it was to downtown, so you have to look at, I look at traffic, and I typically try to buy, in any city that I'm in, I try to stay within 3 miles of downtown or radius. So all of my properties tend to be within 3 miles of downtown, because traffic is an issue for most of the country.
Miami.
Let's face it. Yeah, Miami, you know, in Orlando and Nashville, the markets that I'm in, it's horrendous. You want to be, and downtown is are usually a desirable place to be. In most cities, you know, downtown is hot.
So, Jai, I love your approach, because you've got it written down. You have tested it all over these years, and you understand, you know what you're doing. That's one of the things that gives you the confidence purely just to do what you do every day. Now, one of the other things that confidence gives you is just like any investor in the stock market, any investor in real estate, you understand that you're not always going to be right. You can do all the research on the planet, but the day is going to come when you might make an investment that in hindsight you say, you know what, that wasn't my best decision ever. Explain to me, share with us, especially the folks at home, the mindset behind kind of putting your ego aside and saying, okay, you know, I did my due diligence, but this investment didn't work out. How do I now bounce forward with the conviction to keep going? And you're not going to stop, instead of saying, oh boy, that didn't work. You know, let me get all depressed and stop doing this.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the formula that I use, like I have to say that I haven't had any regrets with any of the properties that I've bought. I did buy one property in Little Haiti at the height of the market before the recession, but it's always sort of just broken even. It hasn't been my best performer, but, you know, we couldn't predict that was going to happen. But I kept it because, and look at Little Haiti now. I mean, Little Haiti is on pace to be you know, like the next Wynwood. And there's another thing that's going on. There's huge developments in the area. So I'm holding on to that, but I've held on to that since I bought it, you know, back in, you know, 2007. But it's broken even. So the thing, you know, if you're not losing money, I would say, you know, keep it. And, you know, just it's always at some point it's going to go up. It doesn't go down. And, you know, that's all I can really say. If you analyze the financials, you know, it's a rental property, you know what the rents are. I haven't ever had any of my rents go down. So I know I've heard some people say that they have, but in the lower income market, typically they just go up. I have never had a reduced rent. So when you buy it, if it's paying for itself after the debt service and, you know, the expenses, then it's a good investment to me.
So unlike a lot of people, you are actually spending the time, you are doing your own research yourself. You aren't relying on all of necessarily these outside sources and influences. You are doing the research yourself. You are proving to yourself, or at least doing the research to prove to yourself what you think is a good deal. Now, when you find these good deals, do you allow other people to come in and go in on these deals with you or no?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I work with buyers. I'm actually working with some right now on some of the triple net lease stuff we talked about last week. So
I've got to stop and ask you, what is a triple net lease?
So a triple net lease is a specific type of lease where you have the tenant pay all the costs, including, you know, sales tax on the lease, the insurance and the taxes, property taxes, and all the maintenance. So you don't pay anything.
Sounds good to me. Jai, we will definitely have you back on the Money Man Report while we still have about 30 seconds or so. Can people get in touch with you?
Yes, of course. They can reach me at my website, www.realtorinmiami.com, or my cell phone, 305-984-6966.
There you go. The way to have more is to be more, and Jai Kosh just told us how we can all be more. We'll be back with more Money Man Report right after this with Calvin Vitalis of Auto Auction Advisors. I'm John Crocker. Don't touch the dial.
The Biz, where money talks.
Imagine you suddenly hear a loud alert in your home warning you that North Korea has just launched ballistic missiles and is attacking the United States. But there's no emergency alert on your TV or phone. So where's the voice coming from? The answer will surprise you. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. Get the free Commando podcast for the latest tech news and extended interviews on Apple, Google, or wherever you do get your podcasts. The audio warning sounded legitimate and detailed that the U.S. had retaliated against North Korea, and you only have 3 hours to evacuate before the missiles destroy everything and everyone. The family panicked, called 911, who knew nothing of the attack. Then on the bookshelf sat the culprit, a Nest camera. A hacker accessed the camera and speakers and played the phony alert. So lock down your cameras, routers, and networks with a unique hard-to-hack password. It's a lot easier to stop these attacks than one from North Korea. I'm Kim Commando. I may be America's digital pro, but even I enjoy forgetting the tech when it comes to the new Epson Fast Photo Scanner. Scan stacks of photos from wallet size to 8x10s, even Polaroids. Fast Photo offers automatic two-sided scanning, so you can capture any handwritten notes on the back. Damaged or faded photos? Fast Photo has the software to automatically restore your memories. And best of all, it's so easy. Order yours today when you visit Epson.com/fastphoto.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
This is Hugh Hewitt for Town Hall Review. If you're like me, you want more than just facts. You want insight from people you trust. People like Dennis Prager, Michael Medved, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, and of course me, your host each week on the Town Hall Review, a weekly roundup of the news. Tune in each week and visit our website at townhallreview.com. That's townhallreview.com.
The Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, bright and early every Saturday morning at 5 on 880 The Biz.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing in the United States. This is the worst nightmare a family can experience. If your child goes missing, call 911 immediately. Then call Missing Children Global Network. Our team of investigators will work to find and return your child back home. If your child goes missing, call us at 855-482-5378. 855-482-5378. 855-482-5378.
80 The Biz, where money talks.
You're tuned in to the Money Man Report with your host, TV and radio Money Man, Dan Frischberg. For more information about everything we're talking about, go to themoneyman.com right now. That's themoneyman.com.
Thanks for staying with us. Welcome back to the Money Man Report here in South Florida on 880 The Biz and wherever you are on the beautiful planet on that 880 The Biz app. This is the Money Man Report. I'm John Crocker. I'm actually going to hold over Jai here just for a couple minutes here. Again, she is our real estate investor, and we just wanted to wrap up this conversation on that triple net lease because it's the least amount of management responsibilities for the owner, and it reduces your costs. Is that correct?
Yeah. So for someone who has some money to invest in real estate but doesn't want to be burdened with, you know, any responsibilities whatsoever, this is really the way to go because you have a tenant who's going to do everything. They're going to pay your taxes, they're going to pay your insurance, and they're going to pay the, you know, all the maintenance costs for the property. And all you have to do is you own the property and that's it. So there's zero, typically there's zero landlord responsibilities and zero management duties.
Sounds good to me.
It's a no-brainer.
Sounds good to me. Talk about using your brains to get a better deal, right? Jai, one more time, your phone number, please.
305-984-6966.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you.
All right, so we're headed over to the business hotline right now with Calvin Vitalis of Auto Auction Advisors. Calvin, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great today. How you doing?
I am great. Calvin, so you're like an insider here. You have the same abilities and privileges that all of the big, you know, the Rick Cases and all of the Braymans and the BMWs and everybody has. And you can go to any of those auctions anywhere in the country and you can buy the car. You can bring it to the person. You can bring it to the buyer, which can also live anywhere in the country. So if I need a car, you might find it in Seattle. And if I'm living in Fort Lauderdale, you can bring it to me. So what is one of the last really sweet deals that you got somebody? Because I know all the time you are saving people 30, 40, 50% on these cars.
I thought you would never ask. I actually just signed up yesterday with Mercedes-Benz On Demand. I buy directly from the manufacturers, not just from the auctions. I can buy new and used cars directly from the manufacturers. A lot of times the manufacturers get these cars back on lease, and after 3 years, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of cars in their inventory, and the manufacturers need to get rid of these cars at wholesale prices. So I sign up with the manufacturer. I log on to their site, and they show me every car that's available throughout the country at all of their facilities. They give me condition reports. They give me ratings. They give me history reports. And I can look at all these vehicles. So I had a gentleman, he lives here in Pembroke Pines. He owns a dry cleaning, and he called me up. He says, I'm looking for a Mercedes-Benz 2015 ML350. He says, I've been to quite a few dealers. I know the pricing. I know what they cost. What can you do to help me? I said to him, okay. I said, I'll send you an email with what I can find available. I'm going to go on to Mercedes-Benz directly and see what I can find. So I went on there. I found about three vehicles that matched his specs. One of the great things about the vehicle that we found, it only had 22,000 miles. You know, from 15 to 19 is about 4 years old. So the car should probably have 15,000 miles, 60 to 75,000 miles. We found a car with him with 22,000 miles, 22,000 miles. So we're able to buy that car from him directly from Mercedes, and we paid $21,000 for a 15 ML 350, 21,000. We looked at that
so,
car.
But Kelvin, so you paid 21,000, but if I had just gone out there and bought that car myself, what would I have paid?
Well, good question. I'm looking up right now on Cars Guru as we stand, and I'm looking at multiple sites. Okay, I'm looking at, this one says 2015. This one has 39,000 miles in Miami Lakes at Miami Lakes Auto Mall. The price on Cars Guru is $30,900. I'm looking at another one at Mercedes-Benz of Palm Beach, 21,000 miles, $33,900. I'm looking at another one here, CarMax, $34,500. So the cheapest I'm seeing is from 29 to 35.
And you got it for 21.
And I got it for 21,000.
So you're saving these people again about 50% on their vehicle.
Yes. The guy he called me this morning. He was super happy. He said, you know, Calvin, I just want to let you know I really respect what you do and how you help me out with this vehicle. I saved a ton of money. So that car was in California, and he asked me, he says, well, how much you ship it from California? You know, do I have to cover the shipping? I said, yeah, you cover the shipping. You know, you're using my license, you're buying wholesale, whatever the price is to ship it here, the customer will cover that. But I said, there's no markup. I'm not going to buy that car for 21, then turn around and sell it to you for 31 and make 10 grand plus my fee. I just charge a flat fee of $7.99. And we passed the savings over to our customer, so he was super, super happy and excited.
So you saved the guy about $10,000 on his car, and with that $10,000, think of all the things that you could do. You could make a tuition payment for your kids. You could upgrade your bathroom. You could call Jai and do a real estate deal with her, you know, with your money. You can then, because, Calvin, we're using our brains here to get a better deal. We are, because this is what one of the many things that rich people understand that other people don't understand is we only take our money out of our pocket when A, we know we believe we are getting a good deal, and B, when we believe that that is the best deal that we can enter into, meaning that deal that we want has the highest rate of return opposed to of all the other deals out there, and that's the only reason why we take our money out of our pocket. And getting a car from you is a hell of a good deal. I gotta go. I'm running out of time. We'll be right back.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You own a local business or any business, and your national competition has a back room of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundmiami.com. Surroundmiami.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Tune in to Coral Gables Live each Friday at 5 p.m. where we'll talk about the hottest people, fashion, retail, pets, cars, sports, travel, food, books, politics, and the most interesting personalities in the most exciting city in South Florida, with a weekly report on music, film, and video from the editor of Consequence of Sound. If it's happening in the Gables, then it's on Coral Gables Live, and you need to be there. Start your weekend with Coral Gables Live right here on 880 The Biz.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-985-8641 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-985-8641. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-985-8641 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're tuned in to the Money Man Report with your host, TV and radio Money Man, Dan Frischberg. For more information about everything we're talking about, go to themoneyman.com right now. That's themoneyman.com.
Welcome back to the Money Man Report. Money for nothing. If I figure out the chicks for free part, I promise I will let you know. I'm John Crocker. Here we are in beautiful South Florida on 880 The Biz, worldwide on iHeartRadio. I am with Calvin Vitalis right now of Auto Auction Advisors. You can also find him on simply autoauctionadvisors.com. Calvin, welcome back to the Money Man Report.
Thanks again, John.
Calvin, I know you've been doing this for, I want to say, at least 6 years. In all of that time and in all of those cars and all those times you have helped all of those people, let's give some of those same people a little bit more peace of mind. In 6 years, how many cars have your buyers ever returned back to you because they said, nah, you know what, I don't like it?
Okay, well, the cars go through a full inspection when we buy them from the auctions. A gentleman just called me this morning from St. Louis, Missouri, wondering about our inspection and what if he doesn't like the car. So the cars go through a 120-point inspection by certified mechanics, and when the customer receives a vehicle at their home, we deliver the car right to their home. Once they receive the vehicle, they get a 14-day test drive. So 14 days they can drive the car around, see if they're unhappy, if there's anything that they don't like with the car, if the car's not running right, if there's anything wrong with the car within that first 14 days. We buy from Manheim Auction. Well,
can they take it to some other dealer? I mean, if their brother is a mechanic, can they take it to these folks?
I had a customer in Tampa told me they're taking their car down to the Ford dealership to get it checked out because their family works for Ford. They're going to call me back tomorrow and let me know if there's anything wrong with it, if they want to return it. So, yes, we highly recommend that they take it and have a mechanic look at it, have it double-checked, and make sure that they're 100% comfortable with the car. Because when you're buying things online, you want to make sure you have a good – in anything you buy online, you want to make sure you have a good return policy. You want to make sure that you test the thing out. You want to make sure that it's good. You want to make sure there's no issues. So, yes, they can take it anywhere they want, their dealership, uncle's mechanic shop, friend's garage, they want to take it in the garage and lift it up on a lift and check everything out. Yeah. You know, they have 14 days.
So, again, in 6 years, how many cars have been returned to you in 6 years?
We've had two returns.
All of two. That's a hell of a track record.
And even if we have a return to auction, if they said, oh, my AC's not working, because we had a guy said, he doesn't feel like the AC's cold enough. We had the car go over to the auction. They put a little Freon in the AC, got it cranked up, gave him his vehicle, and he was very happy. So, it's a used car you're buying, so the cars are not 100%. You're going to buy a car with a used car. You may need an oil change. You may need your brakes might be 50%. You might need tire rotation. So these are things you're going to expect when you buy a used car, especially when you're saving 50%.
Sure. So, Calvin, there are a lot of people listening to this radio show right now, and a lot of them are thinking, what information do I need when I call Calvin, when I go to the website, what information do I need ready to give to him to start these process? What information do you need from the folks?
Well, the first thing we do is we start off with a consultation. In that consultation, once we figure out your needs and what you're looking for and what your goals and what you're trying to accomplish, then we can kind of make a list of what you need. What I would say is, if you have a car that you're thinking about or you're interested in, I would say do some research. Like if you're thinking about an SUV and you're looking for safety, if you're looking for different things like that, do a little bit of research and figure out what is it that you want. Because once you figure out what you want, it's easy for me to go and get it. And in the beginning stages, people call me, they're just trying to think, what's the best value. Guy called me yesterday. He's looking for a lease. He wants to lease a big SUV like an Armada, a Lexus, and he wants to do a lease, but he wants to pay $500 a month. So he's calling me, asking me, what is the best lease that I can get for $500 a month? Can I get a Jaguar? Can I get a Cadillac? Can I get a Suburban? So, you ask me the questions that you need, and then I can go out there and find the best vehicle for you. I had another lady give me her Mercedes. She wanted a Tesla. So we told her, you know, we went and give her a test drive on a test, and she's never driven them before. So whatever, we just first thing we want to do is just a consultation to figure out what, how we can help you, if we can help you, what your situation is. And not every person we can help. We'll tell you honestly, look,
sure,
this is my situation. Now is not the right time. I had a guy call me actually from the radio station, and he told me he had a Honda, and he had some miles on it, and he owed this much. And I told him, I said, we could sell the car and we could take the negative equity. But I told him, I said, with that much negative equity on that car, I would prefer to keep it, because the reason I told him he should keep it is because he was looking for the same car in a V6. So I'm like, you're $8,000 in the hole on this car. You're going to trade it out for the same exact car in a V6 just to get some more power? And I said that, I told him, I said, now's not the right time. Go ahead and make some more payments, pay it down a little bit more. When you're like $3,000 to $4,000 upside down, then we could get you into that V6. And he said, you know, he really appreciated my honesty, and he, you know, he was very happy. He said he'll call us back when he's ready.
Calvin, we only have about a minute left. How can people get in touch with you?
They can reach us at 754-227-CARS. That's 754-227-2277. They can also visit our Facebook page at AutoAuctionAdvisors.com, our Facebook Auto Auction Advisors or AutoAuctionAdvisors.com. And we're doing free appraisals on their vehicle. If they have a vehicle, if they want to get an auction list, they can get a free auction list for all the cars in their area. We put out a list every week of the cars that are going up in local areas so people can see the pricing and what they're going for at the auction.
So, Calvin, on the other side of this break, I'm going to ask you about another one of these great deals that you have gotten somebody on the other side of this. Stay tuned. Don't touch the dial.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
I'm John Crocker from the Money Man Report Radio. Growth in these markets have been anything but predictable for almost a year now, but I'm not putting my family's dreams of a more comfortable life on hold, and now you don't have to either. I found two high-paying dividend stocks that are putting S&P 500 returns to shame. While everybody else is pulling their hair out searching for ways to make a few bucks in this sideways market, a few smart investors have been pumping their wallets full of easy money by simply buying these two high-paying dividend stocks, and there's zero fancy trading required. Get my new report on two solid dividend-paying stocks putting S&P 500 returns to shame this week for free. That's right, I said free. No credit card, no baloney. Simply go to themoneyman.com and complete the short form at the top of the page right now. That's themoneyman.com.
Here's how to get a steady flow of customers without spending a fortune. Everybody is trying to use social media, and all I hear are complaints. Too crowded, too expensive, just not working like it used to. Networking groups are great, but the good ones have been filled up for years. Plus, they meet every week, are run by drill sergeants, and you couldn't join if you wanted to because the seat for your profession is already filled. I'm John Crocker for the Money Man Report. The fastest growing, most effective, and sought after networking group in South Florida, Primetime Business Network, has a new group with openings in your profession. Real estate, insurance, construction, lawyers, accountants, those spaces are always filled, but our brand new Weston chapter has openings in your profession right now. Folks, when the seats are gone, they're gone. Go to www.themoneyman.com right now to apply. That's themoneyman.com.
Hello, I'm attorney Kenny Lay of Florida's largest family law firm, Kenny Lay & Associates. We specialize in family law for men only. It's important for men facing a divorce to protect meaningful financial assets, especially with today's investment market in full focus. For questions concerning any aspect of family law, child custody, or for 15 tips preparing you in advance for divorce, visit our website at divorcemenonly.com. That's divorcemenonly.com. Kenny Lay & Associates, men only, family law only. Offices, Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're tuned in to the Money Man Report with your host, TV and radio money man, Dan Frischberg. For more information about everything we're talking about, go to themoneyman.com right now. That's themoneyman.com.
Welcome back to the Money Man Report. Good idea, the guy with the super cool voice. Head on over to www.themoneyman.com. It's simply the home base for everything we do. If you missed any of our conversation with real estate investor Jai earlier on, if you missed anything that Calvin is saying right now, listen to the podcast afterwards. So welcome back to the Money Man Report. Calvin Vitalis, of course, of Auto Auction Advisors. So Calvin...
Yes.
Yeah, man. So, Calvin, people love to hear the good deals. So let's give the people what they want. What is another one of these good deals? And actually, before you do that, one of the big differences, Calvin, about what you are doing right now by having the courage to be on the radio show here with us is if you were out there and you were doing some Facebook advertising and you were saying 50% off on a beautiful, sweet Mercedes, I myself, Calvin, would probably be a little inclined not to believe the ad. But because you have the courage to do this show, you are confident in yourself, you understand what you're doing, you understand your business, and you understand how good you look by coming out here on the mainstream media and actually humanizing yourself and connecting with people, that when you do tell us about these deals, people believe you, and then people seek you out. So again, after all of that, what is one of those other good deals that you've gotten somebody?
Well, I appreciate that. I always appreciate being on here with you guys, John. And I just want to always good to share your story, and you know, we want to help and influence as many people as we can. And I always would encourage anybody that has a story to tell or something that they can share to help others, to put that information out there. You know, I've gotten a lot of people contacted me since I've been on this radio station and asking me a lot of questions and wanting me to speak on different podcasts and different things that they have going on. And I always want to reach and help. You know, it's really about helping people and reaching and touching and sharing my story. So I always appreciate being on here and you guys giving me the platform to share this with others.
Well, and one of the reasons why we like having you on is one of the things we always say, Calvin, is we're using our brains to get a better deal, and you have a better deal to offer all of our listeners.
Yes. The deals that we get from the auction, John, I know you always ask me the deals. It all depends on what the customer is looking for. You know, we go by the customer's needs, but we have everything from, you know, a few $1,000 cars up to $100,000 cars. So somebody can call us with any range of automobile that they're looking for. We help people all over the country, as you know, and we deliver the car to their home, and we consider ourselves like an e-commerce platform where they can do everything from the click of their cell phone or from the click of their mouse pad. So we try to make it easy for our customers to buy a car from us. We want it to be stress-free. We want it to be painless. We want it to be very easy, very transparent. We want to be very honest with the customers and just tell them what we can do to help them and do our best to serve them. You know, not 100% of the people are always going to be happy in anything that you do, but we put our best effort forth, and we do our best to serve our customers and make sure that they're happy with our service. We're getting ready to bid on another car for a customer. This is a different situation because we didn't buy the car yet. We're actually bidding on the car now. As soon as we get off the call, we have a customer. He's a police officer in California. He was referred to us by another customer in California, and he's looking for a 2017. So right now I'm looking at a 2017 Camry Hybrid. It's an XLE Camry Hybrid 2017. That's 8,000 miles. I'm very familiar with these Camry Hybrids. Brand new, this car is about $38,000. It's the highest Camry that you can buy, $38,000 to $39,000.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to the update on this, Calvin. One more time, how can the listeners get in touch with you, please?
754-227-2277. 754-227-2277.
Calvin Vitalis of Auto Auction Advisors, thank you so much. Also, big thanks to Jai Koch. I am John Crocker. This is the Money Man Report. I promise that Dan and Alicia will be back tomorrow. They're okay. They're just on the road. More Money Man Report tomorrow. Make good deals.